Greetings, and welcome to the Taking the High Ground podcast with your gratitude guru, Lauren Kell, where we plumb the depths of how gratitude is our soul's purpose and that everything is connected. This podcast explores the life lessons that we can learn from our everyday life experiences, challenges, or even the objects we surround ourselves with. Together, let's climb to new heights using gratitude as our guide while personally stretching ourselves to conquer the mountains that stand before us. Grab your imagination, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's take the high ground. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning. Today I'm grateful, but I'm also super thankful too. What am I super thankful for? Sundays. Let's all say hooray for Sundays. What's so special about Sundays? I'll bet you all have your own plethora of reasons to answer for why you too love Sundays. Now, I have already hinted at why I love Sundays, but if you didn't pick it up, I will give you another hint. There's a proverb that says, "Taste and see that the Lord," or whatever name you choose to express the universal consciousness or source of all things, is good. Now, I'm sure that you know what I'm talking about. That's right, Sundays. Sundays come in a vast variety of combinations. They come with one scoop, two scoops, three, or any number of scoops, depending on our bravery to eat it all, of delicious ice cream. They get topped with fruits or nuts or sprinkles or chocolate or caramel or all of it. They come in banana splits or just piled high in bowls. The ice cream choices are immense, too. There is a flavor and taste for everyone. They are all so delicious. But what is it that makes it all taste so good? I mean, depending on the individual's personal tastes, they may choose all fruity flavors or savory flavors like almond or pistachio, or only one flavor like chocolate or vanilla or strawberry or all three in Neapolitan. The choices and combinations are infinite, just like us. We all have differing tastes and likes and dislikes. We're all individually like ice cream or the toppings. Individually, we are only that one thing. But when we combine forces with others of similar or completely different flavors and ideas, we become sundaes. We become this beautiful and sometimes messy bowl of delightful goodness. Shouldn't we all take a page from the Sunday playbook? I mean, nobody throws the Sunday away because things get a little messy or the ice creams start to get into each other's space. No, we stir that stuff together and make a totally new taste sensation that will likely never be repeated. Families are a lot like that. So, is that an excuse just to throw people away because things get messy? I sure hope not. That's not what we're here for. The others in our lives are for our enhancement and to elevate us, like sprinkles on top. Sometimes we're the substance, like the ice cream, and sometimes we're just toppings to someone else's ice cream. Whatever our role, the point is that we need to understand that we are all a hodgepodge of ideas and flavors. Enjoy it. Let it be a little messy, because the truth is, the sweet, savory, delicious, and very messy moment is all we have. Be in love with your Sunday combination today, because tomorrow may never come for one part or all of it ever again. Love each other and remember that we all have different tastes and likes and dislikes and ideas. None are wrong, they just are. Today I'm thankful for Sundays and the lessons they teach me when life gets a little messy. Live with gratitude today. Mad love. Good morning. It's a new day. It's a really good new morning.